This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. A package of bills to help prevent domestic violence deaths is pending debate on the House floor, but without a controversial piece of the puzzle. New Orleans Representative Helena Moreno told the House Criminal Justice Committee she was removing a portion of one of her bills.
We have agreed to remove the last section of this bill, the portion on seizing firearms at the scene of a domestic violence incident.
Shreveport Representative Roy Burrell didn't hesitate to point fingers.
Our good friends, the NRA, has struck again, it appears.
Moreno admitted there was pressure from the NRA, prompting this from Representative Barbara Norton of Shreveport.
When it comes to that gun in Louisiana, gun is number one. Safety is number two.
Moreno defended the decision as a necessary compromise.
I know the obstacles that are ahead, particularly with that seizure portion, and I'd rather save the majority of this bill than have it all completely fall apart and not come out with anything for domestic violence victims.
Representative Steve Pilant, a retired sheriff from Winnsboro, told Moreno he was disappointed with her decision.
I think you're losing your clout with your bill. Because your bill's gonna pass. Anytime a bunch of ticked off women come to the Capitol, they get their way, okay?
Moreno tells me Representative Pilant has said he'll file a separate bill addressing seizure at the scene. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.